There is a cat called Sybil, she's a really naughty beast. She leaps upon the table in the middle of the feast. She has a pal called Merlin who pops in to eat for free. But he's a big old grumpy sod, I don't know what she sees. She sometimes brings us presents of slugs and small mousies. Often we'll wait to hear her pouring at the kitchen door. We try to feed her biscuits, but she don't like them no more. We all love cats. We love cats. We all love cats. We love cats. Our puss is black and rather large. She isn't very smart, but her big old saucer eyes will melt the hardest heart. She sleeps above the fridge or the wardrobe way up high. I wonder what she thinks of us, we busy little flies. Does she really love us? Would she eat us if we died? She has a little goatee like Cardinal Richelieu. That little brain is making plans to rule the world via you. We all love cats. We love cats. We all love cats. We love cats. If you let her out before sleep is at an end, she will climb on you and her body will extend. Her paws stretch out to legs, her tail is near your nose. If you're into yoga, it's a pretty epic pose. How long will she stretch out? It's an answer no one knows. When I greet her, there's a ritual, she collapses on the floor. I stroke her, then she bites me, then I don't stroke her no more. We all love cats. We love cats. We all love cats. We love cats. We have a laser pointer and we shine it on the ground. She likes to think about it before she chases it around. But her favourite is a woolly mouse, she places it with care. She has a special meow when she drops it on the stairs. But occasionally it's for real and that's when we despair. She is a purry little creature, is my little puss. She's like a dog, a wife or kid, but nowhere near the fuss. We all love cats. We love cats. 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 Meow.